We're here today because there's a grand jury that's been convened to investigate the animal rights movement, which is what we believe. The reason stated for the grand jury given by the government is that they're investigating the disappearance and harboring of Daniel Andreas San Diego. But we really see this more as a fishing expedition to find out whatever information that they can about the animal rights movement. It's all part of a general trend. Right now, the government has focused a lot of attention on animal rights and eco-activists, and this is just all part of that. They often go after above-ground activists, like those people that are subpoenaed today, because obviously they can't find underground activists to subpoena. So they just cast a wide net and hope that they catch something. In the meantime, they're compromising all of our rights. You have no rights before a grand jury. If you can exercise your right to remain silent, but subsequently they may offer you immunity. If you then continue to remain silent, you can be jailed for up to 18 months or the life of the grand jury, with really not a lot of recourse.
You don't sound like you have much hope in this matter.
Well, so what are the chances today of people being arrested? Have they already used their immunity?
The likelihood of people being arrested today, it's hard to say. As far as we know, none of the people have been granted immunity thus far. They could walk in and the prosecutor will say, oh, we went ahead and gave you immunity. So, I mean, that's very possible, but most likely they will exercise their right to remain silent, and the prosecutor will then go before the judge to ask for immunity, and the whole process will continue some other day. And at that point, they may be arrested.
And how many of the subpoenaed people are testifying?
Four people have been called to testify today, and all four, as far as we know, will remain silent.
Your name, ma'am?
Kayla, K-E-L-A-H. Bot, B-O-T-T.
Okay. What title do you want to go?
Spokesperson for subpoena Eve. Is that a word?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
So another quick question I asked was, like, for example, like, I haven't heard too much publicity about this. I mean, like, I just found out about it through, you know, by word of mouth. So are you planning on having more people to come to support?
Yeah, well, we try and get as much publicity as we can, because this is important to us to show people what the grand jury is and what's going on, because the government wants to keep it a secret. That's all the more reason for us to shine the light on it. You know, but there's so much going on right now with various people in the animal rights movement and eco-justice movements that are being targeted. You know, this is all just part of that.
Another thing, for example, I think maybe about 10 years ago, they said something about the animal rights movement and the ecology movement was extremely dangerous. I mean, the federal government said that. I mean, why would they say something like that for people who basically was dealing with the ecology?
Right. Deputy Director of the FBI, John Lewis, stated, last year, that the animal rights so-called extremists and eco so-called terrorists are the number one domestic terrorist threat in the U.S., which seems to me just absurd, because no one's ever been physically harmed, during an ELF or ALF action. I'm sure there must be groups out there that are an actual threat that the FBI, you know, chooses not to be looking at, because the animal rights movement and eco-justice movements are targeting corporations, and they're saying, look, these practices are unethical, they're hurting us, they're hurting the environment, and they need to stop. And you know, when you go after corporations, the government comes after you.
Why do you think the corporations and the government are so close?
Come again?
Why do you think the corporations and the government are so close?
Oh, well, you know, money.
Another thing, it seems like when you talk about how in 1968, for example, J. Edgar Hoover said the Black Panther Party was a national threat. And,
right.
And people in the Black Panther Party, they started laughing, falling out laughing because they thought it was such a joke, but it wasn't. So
right.
The same thing about, you know, the animal rights people, I mean, did they really thought they were serious?
I mean, it is kind of a joke, but at the same time, it's very serious because they're impacting our lives. And it's a very serious intrusion into the lives of people that are targeted.
For example, a lot of people don't know what the structure of a grand jury is. There's no judge. You know, what is a grand jury, the structure of a grand jury? Because you hear about people going for a grand jury, but what kind of structure is there?
There's usually between 16 and 23 jurors. And there's no judge present. There's no defense attorney present. Only the prosecutor, the grand jury, and whoever has been called to testify, and a court reporter or, anything of that nature. But and the prosecutor can basically ask any question they want. The grand jurors can ask questions as well. And the people that are called to testify really have no rights.
You mean there's no defense attorney can be inside with the person that was called? No.
Correct. The person who has been called to testify can leave the room to consult with their attorney, but their attorney cannot be present in the room with them.
It sounds more like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, a bit so, yeah.
So, before I let you go, it seems like the turnout here is pretty large for such a short notice.
Yeah, well, there's a strong community behind these people, and even people that aren't animal rights or environmental activists, you know, are outraged at this kind of intrusion into people's lives that the government just, you know, takes for granted they can walk all over our rights.
It seems like also here you got a older people, younger people. It seems like there's no generation gap as far as their support.
Yeah, it's really good to see that you know, so many different, you know, kinds of people have showed up to bring attention to this.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
For sending me in.
Kayla.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's amazing that I didn't realize what was happening, but it's like an FBI agent came out here trying to harass a woman FBI agent trying to harass the people here.
Yeah, she came around and was trying to pass out flyers, wanted posters. You know, it's just all part of their tactic to try and shake people up and let us know that we're being watched and, you know, to rattle us if they can. I mean, do they really expect anyone here to be interested in the wanted posters? Of course not. You know, they're just here to let us know that, you know, they're not going away, which obviously we know anyway.
So you guess you probably sent out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly just harassment.
One person said she must be high, so I'm on something, but I guess she could be sick.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I think it's clearly just another form of harassment.
Thank you.
Sure.